Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarning Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor, Tim, Trendy, Trev. Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BB and Bumper Bit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can give us a call on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, text our brother, 045-714-0550, or on our Facebook page, Meta, BBM 987 FM. So have the communications open and yarn up strong, your mob, on your daily First Nation radio station and your First Nation yarning circle. It is with National Talk Black, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Give a big shout out to all our First Nation radio station across this daily country of ours, and I hope you're doing well, your mob. And look, a very fantastic vehicle for our mob in delivering our stories, our yarns, our music, and a beautiful platform. So have your say, your mob, and we'll yarn soon. A lot to talk about. I'm going to catch up with Edmonton Police as well. See if we can catch up as well with Catherine Little from Snake, CEO, and talk about the Indigenous Experts to Craft Child's Sexual Abuse Support Program, and very important space that she's working in. Have your say, yarn up strong, your mob, too deadly.
This land is mine, all the way to the old fence line. Every break of day I'm working hard just to make it pay.
I walked 3 miles up the road today, and the stones, they bruise my little pride. 'Cause we can't afford to buy new shoes, we scrape up just enough to survive. With no money, bare feet in a small town, not a penny to bless yourself with. Oh, the times were tough, with not much to go around. No money, bare feet in a small town. Mom and all her sisters played cards in the afternoon. Now I'd have stood still that summer. We lost in Virginia around the August moon, so I laid a small bouquet down on her. With no money, bare feet in a small town, not a penny to bless yourself with. Oh, the times were tough, with not much to go around. No money, bare feet in a small town. I watched my grandparents grow old before my eyes, to make way for a generation. I'd sit and listen to the stories that they told. We made room for exaggerations. With no money, bare feet in a small town, not a penny to bless yourself with. Oh, the times were tough, with not much to go around. No money, bare feet in a small town. My mother's leaning on that old veranda post. She's crying 'cause I'm leaving home today. It makes me numb because we are so close and not that far from yesterday. With no money, bare feet in a small town, not a penny to bless yourself with. Oh, the times were tough, with not much to go around. No money, bare feet in a small town. With no money, bare feet in a small town. No money, bare feet in a small town.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on our national talk flag, your big yarning shirt, BBM 98.7.
I remember the day. Yeah, Two Daily, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev Murray from the Curry, live on First Nation radio station here in Cairns on your Dindi country, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Just Radio Service. You can have your saber calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, Two Daily, I'm going to catch up with the guys in blue, the boys from Edmonton Police. We've got Senior Sergeant Glenn Delay and his bodyguard there, Stephen Grant, PLO, and going to yarn about missing persons is our topic today, and got them both here. Good morning, gentlemen. Yeah, how are we?
Good morning, Trevor.
G'day, Trevor. How are you?
Fantastic. Great to see you guys. Start with you, Stephen. Who your mob were you from?
Steve Grant, Jindabyne Country, Rainforest Murray,
from the coastal areas of Cardinal, Mission Beach, Tully, and around the Atherton Tablelands.
Cassowary footprint.
Correct.
Two deadly brother. And a beautiful brother in blue from the Tablelands, and Migaloo brother, Senior Sergeant Linda Loy. Yes. You're based in the Tablelands, aren't you?
Yeah, that's...
And I only found out last week before, that you commute, you drive down every morning.
Every day up and down the Gillies range.
So you know every corner down the Gillies range.
Every corner.
What's about 225 turns?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Brother,
you two or three good...
I get dizzy talking to you.
Vomit spots on the way.
Look, yes. Great to see you both. This fantastic program segment is called Which Way Yarning, proudly sponsored by Pocone IGA, and that's at Brinsmead and Edmonton. They give us a box of fruit here at Bumba Bipper Media. Healthy living, healthy lifestyle, message delivered to our school-based traineeship and our deadly staff. So big thank you to Pocone. Now, gentlemen, talking about missing persons. And thoughts are going out there to the family, and fantastic, found little Cleo in regard to her being missing. It's just great news. We'll talk more about that and about what's happening out there. But missing persons, just start off with the conversation there. Jim, what is a missing person?
Yeah, so a missing person.
Definition.
Okay. So this is a person, whether an adult or child, who's reported to police whose whereabouts are unknown. And there are fears for the safety or concerns for the welfare of that person. So police stations across the country every day have a lot of people reported missing, and every single circumstance is different.
Sure. Is there a time limit for you to class someone as missing?
No.
Especially as an adult.
No. So this is where, you know, most of them fit that criteria, whereabouts are unknown. Not all of them fit that there are fears for their safety or concerns for their welfare. So sometimes, let's say we've got a child that hasn't returned home in the evening, but
there's more urgency with a child than an adult.
Absolutely. But let's say that child every evening goes and visits a couple of his friends, and, on previous occasions he's come home at 10 o'clock. It's 7:30 now, mum's getting a little bit worried. Probably wouldn't fit the criteria of a missing person just as yet, because we know that he visits his mates. We know that he's done this before.
Sure.
So that they're the criteria that we do need to fulfill before we start putting someone on as a missing person. Not all missing.
What is the time then?
Well, look, it wouldn't have a time. It would be if something's out of character.
Yep.
Okay. So same scenario, a child, mum and dad go to pick up a child from school, and they were just about to collect the child. Child's never late, and one of his friends has just seen him jump into a car that we don't know whose car that was.
That's
absolutely missing person immediately.
Yeah, gotcha. Yep.
Yep.
And an adult, different again, isn't it?
No, and adult we can apply the same. You know, if someone's a little bit transient and they get around the countryside and visit, do a bit of couch surfing and visit people. Sometimes people come into our stations. They know that they're transient. They know that they're difficult to contact, but they just don't know where they are.
Sure.
And, we can start to make our inquiries on any of our last contacts.
Whenever you walk into a police station, you always see posters of missing persons.
Correct, yeah.
But some of them go back years.
Yeah, and they're the real deal.
That's the real deal. Of course
absolutely.
It is.
Absolutely. So for that, to actually hit the posters, you really wouldn't... there is definitely concerns for your welfare, because you haven't been seen for some time. So... some of the things we do immediately, we'll start to check our indexes straight away to see if we've come in contact with that person.
Mm-hmm.
We can start making inquiries with...
pull them over an unregistered car, and that person was unregistered car a month ago.
Yep.
And now they're reporting missing. So you've got sort of records of
absolutely.
This individual.
So then we'll just check who was in that car with them, where they were.
And you get that information.
Absolutely. Yeah. So then we can start to make some inquiries. We also normally have a list of associates that we can go through, friends, family. We can start making some phone calls just to verify where they are. But not all missing people want to be found either.
True. Well, especially adults.
Yeah.
Yeah, yep. That's right. And they've got a right not to be in contact with anybody.
Exactly. So when we find these people, if they tell us that they don't want to be, they don't want their family to know their whereabouts, basically the message back to the family or the person that's reported them missing is...
We spoke to him and...
No concerns for welfare or safety. This person's fine. They just don't want to be located at this point in time.
End of conversation.
That's it.
Yep.
Yep. So that's really important for some people that may think that they have been reported missing to know that police aren't going to drag them back to their location or their family.
You know, just let the authorities know, so you can pass the authorities can pass it on, the information on to the family who's concerned.
Yep, and of course we want to close that file down as the missing person located, because it takes a lot of resources and time to try and locate people who have been reported missing.
Mm.
Yep. So,
what's the Amber Alert we got here on papers?
Yeah. So an Amber Alert. Okay. It's in response for this Amber Hagerman. So she was a 9-year-old abducted and murdered in Texas back in 1996.
Okay.
So after that incident, it was an American alert system.
Where we use it here in Australia.
We do.
Okay. Yep. So, and the acronym for Amber?
So that American Missing Broadcast Emergency Response fits perfectly with her name. Now, basically, all that is how we try and saturate the media very quickly with an alert to say we have a missing person, child, and this is a description of that person, last seen, and anyone with any information at all, they need to get in contact with police as soon as possible so that we can safely locate this person. So you will hear an Amber Alert. It'll be over radio, television, newspapers are a little bit slower, but we need to get that message out as quick as possible. Social media, and
it becomes a good tool, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Yep. Yep. So if people do hear that there is an Amber Alert in relation to a missing child, they need to, if they do have any information at all, they need to come forward and speak to police, however big or small that information or important that they think that information is.
Abducted child?
Yeah. So well, that's someone that's suspected of being abducted, taken away by a person, and there appears to be an imminent risk of death or serious harm. So that will be probably, you know, your child that's been seen being pulled into a vehicle.
Sure, exactly.
Yeah. Yep. So obviously, you know, when we're assessing, you know, the grounds of when a missing person is reported, there's a whole heap of
different scenarios. So I suppose it's really about life. We've just got to be aware of what's happening, you know. If you see... well, you don't know if that's the uncle or the father.
Exactly.
But when you see a child getting dragged in a car and a child's fighting, if not engaged, you get a photo of the car or get the number plate and, you know.
And report it.
And report it and just go from there. And if it's just a child chucking a tantrum and the father's trying to get her in the car.
Well, it becomes nothing.
Yeah, sort of thing. But it's best to be safe than sorry.
Yeah. Correct.
You know.
Yeah.
A high-risk missing child? What's that meaning?
So high risk, yep. Person under the age of 18 years is missing in concerning or suspicious circumstances and an imminent risk of death or serious harm to them. Look, when we talk about high-risk missing children, a couple of things that we take into consideration is alcohol and drug abuse, okay? Age is a huge thing. Any child under the age of 12 is absolutely a high-risk missing child because they're vulnerable people. Intellectual disability. So there's a couple of things there that tick a few boxes for those high risk.
Yeah,
you know, if they're engaged in risky behaviours, you know. They're things that sort of elevate that risk for us when we're looking at that. High risk missing children for Queensland Police, we pretty well designate someone to be investigating that file all of the time. So we don't stop until we locate or we've completely run out of leads to try and locate them. Yeah.
So it's the amount of people that go missing or reports go missing. I mean, you guys in blue are under the pump, aren't you?
Yeah.
Regarding doing that job, but also you still got to do the normal job regarding keeping people safe and make sure people are driving properly without no phones and speed limits and things like that.
Yeah. So there's a lot of resources actually put back into the community in relation to missing persons.
Yes.
You know, you got a number of...
We're all in this together.
That's correct.
Yes.
Yeah, so...
Exactly.
Yeah, and we, you know, like I keep saying, every scenario is different. So everyone we sort of, we commence an investigation, it's all taken on the circumstances that are presented.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's right from, you know, our serious concerns ones where we will issue an Amber Alert.
Yes.
You know, there's kids that go missing sometimes on a weekly basis in our division, sometimes more than on, you know, sometimes on a daily basis when they're having, you know, a bit of crisis in their lives.
Yes.
And we still need to apply that same attention to that child because we don't know whether whether this is the one where we could end up with a fatality or
fatality,
or
exactly.
That. And you know, and I say that seriously to our staff at our station, because I've been involved with one previously in my career where they were reported missing, and we did take it seriously right from the start.
Yes.
And then a number of months later, a body was found.
Yeah.
And I at least take some satisfaction at knowing that at the time that child was reported, we'd done everything possibly that we could do to locate that child.
Course. Yeah, of course. Well, you look at the young Cleo situation, you know, and 18 days, 19 days, and found and safe and sound. It was a whole relief, relief across the whole country, you know. And like I said, the thoughts are going out to family, and she's with her family. Look, here's the First Nation radio station. We're talking about this topic. We've had calls on this program about, like black and white.
Mm.
And if that was an Indigenous kid, would $1 million be on the table? Will there be the sources, resources, and we're trying to find it? We have those questions, you know. I mean, there's a young brother in WA, 12 years old, missing since September, and we don't hear much of it, you know.
Yeah.
So, like... Glenn, as a white policeman, but you know, they're the questions that we ask as First Nation people.
And Cleo was a case that gathered a lot of media momentum.
Yes.
And look, you're in the business; you understand what the media beast is like.
Exactly.
It goes its own direction, and you know, yes, absolutely, it's unfortunate that some missing children don't get that type of attention.
Mm.
Not that we want to detract from the attention that that her case got. But absolutely, it'd be wonderful if every child that went missing got that type of attention from the public and the media.
Yeah.
And you know, absolutely, getting the message out to the community is a big part of trying to locate that person.
Sure,
in any case,
And she's safe and sound. So yeah, like I said, love, thoughts, prayers going out to the family. She's back with her family, which is great. Let's flip the coin here. COVID-19, new rules coming out.
Another beast.
And I'm looking at you guys in the blue because you're going to be under the pump when we're talking about going to a a restaurant, you know, and the restaurant said, "I'm sorry, I can't let you in because you haven't got your vaccine. Yeah, you haven't got no proof." And argument starts, fisticuffs, whatever. You're going to be busy doing that. But then also nightclubs. You know, and I'm thinking of the nightclub, the bouncers, in regard to doing their job. I'm sorry, I can't let you in. Escalation big time. Yeah. I mean, you guys are under the pump now.
We are. And, so come 17th of December in Queensland, other states have different laws and rules.
Exactly.
But in this state, certainly you'll need to have the vaccination status on your COVID app and present that for conditions for entry, which appears to be any sort of... place that's going to have a large gathering. So, yes, there will be some difficulties with policing that because, people are going to be upset.
Exactly.
But, we need to respond to that. The directives.
And people have got the... Well, it's a free will, so you can decide to take the vaccine or you decide not to. But if you decide not to, then there's rules that you have to abide by.
Yeah.
So you may not be able to eat in a restaurant or go and watch the Broncos play, you know?
Exactly,
And if that's it, well, you still haven't got a vaccine. We're not forcing you to do it, but you can't come into these venues.
That's right.
You know?
Yep.
And it's up to you guys and the police that are, isn't it?
Yeah, look, and we're kind of used to enforcing laws.
But you're under the pump now,
We are.
So do you look at this as in further than 7th of December?
Yep, look,
you guys are going to be gung-ho.
That's right. So that's all wrapped into certainly a lot of our planning, forward planning for that Christmas and New Year period, school holiday period. They're always, when we get around that time of year, we're busy anyway.
You're busy anyway, that's what I'm saying. So, but now you've got to check on people with, who are causing escalations because of the fact that they haven't got their vaccine.
That's right, yeah. So, we're hoping that people are reasonable and understanding.
Yeah.
If they are refused entry, that they...
They just got to accept it.
They have to accept that.
Find a restaurant that will accept them.
And I've talked on this radio program previously about people who don't necessarily need to be in trouble that find themselves in trouble.
Mm.
And I'd hate to sit there and think that people would pursue that issue to the point where they're arrested and charged with offences, you know.
Yeah.
There's other ways to protest.
Yep, exactly.
And it's probably not the time.
They're freedom of speech and they're speaking their right and they don't want to get the vaccine.
Yeah.
But this restaurant... has got the rules.
Yeah.
If they want to operate in business.
Yeah.
And they're going to abide by the rules of the Queensland
state. And first and foremost, like, just looking after our business owners.
Yeah.
And the staff there, like, I'd hope that people realised that it wasn't the business owner or the staff that made that decision.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
Yep. So, tell us when we turn up. We're happy to listen to you.
Yeah, thank you.
But, not the business owner.
You guys should take a holiday just before the 17th. I'll join you. Look, a very important conversation. Talking about missing persons, and probably the message out there is we're all in this together. Be aware of what's happening, especially with the young ones. You know, if you see something that's out of the ordinary, then report it. Just make that call. Get the details of the car, description of the person, whatever, you know.
Dash cam.
Dash cam. We can do all that, you know. And then, we need to protect our loved ones out there. Especially
absolutely.
Young ones, you know what I mean? All right, gentlemen, good talking to you both. Thank you very much. Big shout out to the Edmonton crew there.
Yep.
And we'll yarn soon, eh?
Just a quick shout out to communities of Sherberg and Mergen. I'd like to pass out a final with one of my colleagues there, Sergeant Adam Antwistle, who's been transferred to Toowoomba.
Okay.
And I've enjoyed my 3.5 years career in Mergen with him. So wish you all the best, Adam.
There you go. So moving on, new chapter.
That's correct.
Was that promotion?
Promotion. Yeah.
Good on
promotion.
Him.
Promotion. Fantastic. Yeah. All right, guys. We'll talk soon, eh? All the best.
Thanks very much. All the best.
Beautiful. A good yarn there with Senior Sergeant Glenn Delay, Police Edmonton, Police Station Edmonton, and also PLO, Police Liaison Officer Stephen Grant. Good yarn there. Talking about missing persons, very important topic after the finding of Cleo, and she's all safe and sound, and just talk about what we need to do as a community and protect and look out for our young ones, our loved ones. And also talked about the new restrictions for people who aren't fully vaccinated here in Queensland, the 17th of December. All new rules apply. I'll read them out very soon. But look, stay tuned. Your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
I
Yeah, original Aboriginal. That's David Quinlan here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Give me a call, have you say your mob, 1-800-422-416, or text our brother 0457140550, and our Facebook page as well, Meta, BBM 98.7 FM, and Yana with the Bully on here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, host for your daily program, National Talk Black. And National Talk Black comes to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, on your Dingy Country, BBM, Bummerbrip Media, 98.7 FM, and across the nation, thanks to NERS, National Just Radio Service. Are you going to catch up with Tony Gibbs on the line? Tony, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, mate. Still a bit shaken. I saw you earlier on in the day there.
Yeah, brother, we caught up and you showed me a video of what went down there at the green patch, and a gentleman with a baseball bat and with a gun as well, and the police came as well and arrested him, but were released next day. Yeah?
Yeah, I went down there and filmed it this morning and they've released him. He was threatening all the Murrays down there, and I just drove down in the afternoon to put up the flyers I do to maintain that thing there, and I walked in and the guy's in the middle of the road, and the Murrays have got a little shelter at the front in the sun, and they're all coming up from the river at that time of the day and walking on.
Yes.
Probably, you know, a dozen or 15 people. He was threatening an old fella there with the baseball bat, and then he was threatening he was going to get the gun. And I figured this is worth filming, so I got the camera rolling, and then he went down to his car, and then this young Murray fella come down, and he saw me filming him, and he was having a go at me, and I said, well, you're on the camera there. It was right under the camera. This can't be hidden. It happened right under the camera.
Exactly, and he was carrying a baseball bat, but he didn't produce a gun, did he?
No, but I've stopped filming a bit, and then I filmed it when they arrested him. They tackled him to the ground, and they're all over him.
The police don't arrive, yep.
And I showed you that footage where the police are taking the gun out of his pocket.
That's right, yes.
And the clip. So I've got that on camera. I can't stir up this town. Other radio stations, TV stations, no, they've got no one available. And I said, we got a gun crazy person down at the green patch.
He wasn't waving a gun around, but the fact that he had a gun, and it was a handgun at that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and and that was shown when he was tackled to the ground by the police, and when they handcuffing him and searching, then they found this gun, and they unclipped the gun and pulled it to pieces and what have you. But he was being arrested, for carrying a baseball bat, threatening people with a baseball bat. But he didn't mention gun, and he also threatened to kill you as well.
You saw that too.
Yes.
When the young Murray fella, he ran away with his baseball bat, and I said, yeah, you'll be...
And big shout out to the little Murray fella to run away with the baseball bat. That's fantastic. That's
He ran away because he was threatening that old fella with it, you know.
Just,
he was doing this thing, going down the river for the day, getting away from me down the river. And so I said, I think earlier in the week, there's a lot of bums here, and I don't mean Murray people, I mean just transient people that are out staying the 3 days, and then they mixed in and they start.
Was there a limit to stay there when you're camping there?
It's supposed to be 3 days. There's people been there 9, 10, 12 days. It's out of control.
Well, who polices that then? Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'm really disturbed that we got a guy that in that condition that the police said, I called up another station and they said that he was bailed this morning. And they don't want to proceed, but they can't deny this has happened. And to let a guy.
Did you give the copy of the footage to the police?
Yeah, they got one of those tablets and they filmed my phone.
But okay.
They didn't film the bit when I looked at it. First, I thought, the copper's gun was coming out. It was a bully bunny, a police lady there, and the police did a real good job on him. You know, they tackled him down. And he was out of control, and he was going off.
Yeah, but they didn't know that he had a gun until they had him on the ground and they searched his pocket.
Yeah, you can see that pretty clearly when you look at it. She fell into his pocket and she tapped him on the shoulder and ran him over and the gun came out of his pocket.
That's
scary. You saw the kind of... When he was facing me off there, I was standing there like a war correspondent, you know, and I just didn't flinch and just thought, no, this guy's too much. They're going to let him go, mate. This is a really white supremacist.
The fact that you're down there, you know, fighting for the green patch to be open and to share it with the people as well as for the traditional owners down that way, good on you. And then you come across this, you know what I mean? So if you weren't out there protesting the situation peacefully, you wouldn't have seen this. Yeah, and this gentleman could have went crazy with the baseball bat, if not the gun.
With the gun, that's right. And it's just too big to let go, and the white press don't want to touch it. And I think that they should. I think that they should really just, for once, be on the side of the Murrays that were all abused, because they've got nowhere to go down the river. And if you get people like that come in and just crazy, and the council's not controlling, it's out of control. There's a lot more. I'm a bit shaken up. I could have been shot as a young
brother. Exactly, brother.
And he's roaring all over the camping ground at people there as Murrays are trying to go home. He's abusing him. He's abusing everybody in the place. And then this morning, I went down there and just filmed it with four police. They said, oh, you better go away, because I was antagonising by being there. Well, all I did was film him.
Yeah.
And I just seemed to be trying to cover it up, mate, and this is the only avenue we have, and that's why I roared in this morning, and time is the essence, and showed you that footage before you went on, so you know what I'm talking about.
Exactly, exactly. And look, I don't understand the laws in that sense, but if you get caught with a gun, one, are you licensed to have a gun? Two, why are you carrying it with you? This is not America, and it's a handgun at that. And three, how come he's released next day?
Go figure. He's a crazy gunman, whether he used the gun or not. He's a crazy gunman, and they're just going to turn him loose.
Well, a baseball bat could do a lot of damage as well, but, you know, the fact he didn't bring the gun out, but he had a gun there. No, can't fathom, but thank you for sharing, and thanks for bringing the conversation to National Talk Black, and we're just yarning the world we live in, you know?
Yeah, well, because I'm there every day, I called this one.
Well, exactly.
So I'm just going to go into the TV station in Cairns now, and they tell me there's no photographers or reporters, or they're all something.
Well, this should make news. This should be out there anyway, you know, and like the world we live in, my friend. And thank you for sharing, Tony.
Okay, thanks for the trip for today. Thank you.
You take care, mate. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Tony Gibbs there, talking about his ordeal that happened down there at the Green Patch. And look, he's a brother that's a peaceful protester regarding the Green Patch, a beautiful area down there at Gordonvale and Tuna's Drive south of Cairns. You pass Gordonvale into Company Cairns if you're on the Bruce Highway coming from down south. And at the base of the Walsh's Pyramid and the Mulberry River, beautiful, very beautiful spot. But a gentleman down there going a bit crazy and threatening people, especially a mob down there, with a baseball bat. And young Indigenous fella took the baseball bat off him. And then the coppers come along and arrested him and searched him, found a gun in his pocket. And he was released next day. He's all fine now, probably without the gun. Have your saying, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416, National Talk Black.
World is in your eyes. On your mob, it's me, Bush Takabanji, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, don't muck around. Give me a call, 1-800-422-416, number of your daily program, National Talk Black. Call that number. Yarn is yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and come to you live with National Talk Black from the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country, BBM, Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. 1-800-422-416. You can text the brother as well, 045-714-0550. And don't forget our Facebook page as well, Meta. BBM 987 FM. All right, so restrictions for people who aren't fully vaccinated. So once Queensland reaches its 80% double dose milestone, estimated to be 17 December, people who aren't fully vaccinated, two doses that is, against COVID-19 will be unable to, here's the list, visit hospitals, residential aged care, disability care, accommodation and prisons. Exceptions apply for medical treatment, end-of-life visits, childbirth and emergency situations. The other thing they will not be able to do for people who are not fully vaccinated, visit hotels, pubs, clubs, taverns, bars, restaurants and cafes. Otherwise, also they will not be able to attend nightclubs, live music venues, karaoke bars, concerts, theatres and cinemas, and cannot attend sporting stadiums and theme parks or go to musical festivals, folk festivals and arts festivals. Will not be able to visit Queensland government-owned galleries, museums and libraries, and people can access essential retail services and public transport regardless of their vaccination status, so they can assist, yeah. With regarding weddings, will be limited to 20 people if anyone attending is unvaccinated. No limit applies where everyone is vaccinated, okay? So check your guest list, you mob, if you can get married. Business will check your vaccination status on entry. Soon your proof or vaccination certificate can be linked. So they're the new rules in regards to that. Let's talk about this, the business vaccination status on entry. Soon your proof vaccination certificate can be linked to your Check-In Queensland app to make it simple and easy to prove your vaccination status. Okay, that's good. Once the restrictions ease and borders reopen, we expect outbreaks in the community that will put pressure on our hospital system. These measures will be in place to protect both unvaccinated people and vaccinated people who are most vulnerable to COVID-19. So there it is. You can check out all the details on queensland.gov/health/COVID-19 restrictions 80. So there it is. It's the new rules happening the 17th of December. Like I said, no one's forcing you to get the vaccination, but if you don't get the vaccination, then there's rules or situations where you may not be able to attend. Give us a call, have you say, tell us what your thoughts are regarding the Wolves. People feel as though, like, yeah, well, I don't have to take the Wolves. This is a free country. I don't have to take the vaccination. And like I said, more power to you if you decide not to. But then you've got to live with the rules that the government's putting down there. And just talking to Edmonton Police here, I mean, they're going to be under the pump and regarding, all police force will be under the pump regarding restrictions or, you know, counteracting that in regard to the new policies and new rules that are in place. So there it is. So, yeah, worth the yarn. Give us a call. Tell us what your thoughts are. Seven's left on the program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
I just want my daddy back home. Mama's crying since Daddy left home. The place has been so lonely since Daddy. Cry, little sister.
My daddy back home. That's Benny Woodley here on your daily program, National Talk Black. To Daily Mob, it's come to the time where Trinity Trev got a sign off here from National Talk Black for today. Back in a hot seat again tomorrow. That daily number 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, 24/7, text our brother 045-714-0550 and our Facebook page as well, Meta. That's BBM 987 FM. So you can communicate that way, your mob, and this daily program, 1 hour program, and a voice for our people, good yarns. And love delivering it, and thank you for sharing, and thank you for being with me. And like I said, we'll yarn tomorrow, you mob. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. More importantly, stay safe. We are in a pandemic. Abide by the rules. Get the vaccination, get the jab, or talk to your First Nation health organisations about the jab. Get the education, get the knowledge. Rules are coming out. Abide by them, and that's the world we live in. Have your say. Too deadly.